This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Yesterday at around this time, we dropped Minivan on you. If you haven't heard that before, it's a song we did with Classified. And I don't know what got us talking about that. Oh, he's got new music. So We're like, hey, if you're dropping a new album.
Yeah, like add us to it. This song's a jam. People love it.
So we got this text saying, I'm pretty sure you guys said you have two songs with Classified.
We do. So every time Classified comes to town, we bug him and we're like, hey, jump on this track with us. And he's so sweet and says yes.
Yeah, Minivan, I think, was better than this one.
Yes, I agree.
You wanted a bit more spotlight on this track. So we got you a full
I wanted a verse.
That's great.
In the last song, I was just the cute little tagline in the background.
Yeah.
I love the way you shoulder check.
Which iconic.
I can nail it for sure. But we have this ongoing theme with Classified, and we're hearing rumblings that he's coming back soon. So I think we got to do another song with him again. The themes so far are like making things that don't seem cool, cool again. So our first song was called Minivan. Our second track with him is called Staying In. And we're open to suggestions on what the next track should be about.
Yeah, things that like get mocked but are actually sick.
Like kind of awesome.
Yeah, like going to bed early, for example.
Exactly.
Or like mixing in a water.
Nothing wrong with that.
This is Staying In.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in.
Sweatpants on and my shirt was for free. I'm a lean, mean, relaxing machine. Crack a beer, this is gonna be extreme. I forgot just how fun it was to party with me. All my friends are lame, I got nowhere to go. So just hold on, I'm staying home, yeah.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in.
A time till I woke up the next morning. Oof, my oh my. Couldn't find my purse. My hair was a mess. Lost my dignity. My wallet, mustard stains on my dress. Figured it's time to grow up. Better start laying low. Gonna pop some con, maybe start a new show. Just did jumping jacks. Tried to contour. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza's at the door.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in.
Yo, I work away, but I'm staying in. I never play to lose, so yeah, I play to win. I'm sitting on my couch, chilling in the house. I got a movie and some chips and my chicken, we ain't going out. I'm sick of smelling like a bar in the morning. Clothes stained from the drinks that we kept pouring. I'm happy where I'm at, I don't need no more exploring. You wanna hit the club, you better give me fair warning. Cause I hate dressing up, hate trying to get fancy. Hate the club scene and I ain't really good at dancing. You can wait around, but I don't wanna wait again. Tonight's a night, baby, and tonight we staying in.
I'm never going out again. I'm never going out again. I'm staying in, staying in, staying in, yeah.
You know, my ex-boyfriend was a rapper, so I learned. I got some bars.
You got some bars for sure.
I got some bars in me. I haven't learned the system of
pizza's
like...
Pizza's at the door!
Pizza's at the door! It's giving a little bit of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
And I can do some of those words like faster. Because I was taught. I genuinely one night was like, teach me how to rap. Because how do you fit certain words in?
Sick date night.
It was sick.
Yeah.
We're still friends to this day.
Yeah, you sound like you miss him.
He's in every Tide commercial. The guy's like an actor in Vancouver now.
I've never seen the Tide commercial with the rapper. Does he rap about Tide? No, there we go.
Nobody should. Okay, so we have aired both of our Classified songs. Thanks to everyone that's hitting us up right now saying that you loved it. We appreciate it. But what should the next theme song be?
Getting a stain out. We can get your X-ing on it.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
All right, our listeners know what's up. We asked you to help us compile the top 7 best pizza scenes in a movie.
Like just times that a pizza's made a cameo and it looked friggin' delicious.
It could also be from a TV show as well. What didn't make the list? Who else remembers the pube pizza from She's All That?
You, pube boy. Grab the pizza.
What?
What do you think? Hoover it.
Hoover it.
I've never even heard that expression before, this or is, since, maybe.
This is funny because it's actually a scene with not only Freddie Prinze Jr., what a stud, but also young Kieran Culkin. That's who was getting bullied. Yeah. That's who was getting bullied.
And hoover it means just like suck it back like a vacuum.
Suck it back. We should bring that back.
Great expression,
Hoover it. But yeah, that did not make the top seven. Neither did Pizza Planet from Toy Story. I know we all wanted to go there as kids watching it, but I don't know if they actually show any pizza in the movie. Coming in at number seven on the best looking pizza in movie or TV shows, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Spicoli orders a cheese and sausage pizza directly to his classroom.
Just order the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
I need to start using that expression as well. Am I hallucinating here? What in the hell do you think you're doing?
The teacher then goes on to give the pizza to everyone else in the classroom.
Nice move.
So good. Coming in at number six, this is a cartoon movie that made us all cry. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Burt Reynolds voiced Charlie when he surprised all the puppies with pizza.
Hey, anybody here order a pizza?
Charlie! Pizza!
That's another expression I can use. My daughter's name's Charlie. So like anytime we get pizza, I'm going to now say, Charlie, pizza.
Number five on the list of the best looking pizza in movies or TV shows. The first Home Alone, where the entire extended family is eating pizza. And we heard this iconic line. This is another mention of Kieran Culkin.
Fuller. Go easy on the Pepsi.
Just chugging it back. Easy on the Pepsi, Fuller. Number five on the list. Who else remembers this scene in Miss Congeniality when all of the pageant contestants are enjoying pizza and beer finally? Like, say what you want about Sandra Bullock, but she makes drinking beer and eating pizza look so good.
Yeah.
All right, we're into the top three, and I think a lot of our listeners know what's coming up. The Ninja Turtles.
Hey, this is a 10. The tab's 13.
You're 2 minutes late, dude.
Ah, come on. I couldn't find a place.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Good tip.
I love that tip. Number two on the list. This seems to be very popular on the text line this morning, and you all know what's up. I wanted to put it at number one, but I think there's a better answer than this. But the Goofy movie when Max is in his buddy PJ's bedroom.
Okay.
That cheese pull. We have been chasing that cheese pull high our entire lives. I don't think we'll ever accomplish it.
You know what actually does have those right now, though? Those little, is it?
Puff. Pizza Bites.
Pizza Bites. Puff Pizza Bites, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. From Little Caesars.
Little Caesars, they have a cheese pull.
They got a good cheese pull.
Yeah.
And number one on the list, we already referenced Home Alone, the first movie, but Home Alone Lost in New York when Kevin is enjoying his own personal cheese pizza in the back of the limo.
Mr. McAllister, here's your very own cheese pizza.
Rob Schneider delivers that pizza to him, right?
Yeah, and he's going to be here.
Yeah, River Cree.
Do you think he tried that pizza or was that just a prop? Man, when they open up the box, though, the steam that comes out, like, how did they perfect that? That is like cinema to me.
Well, and I like it's funny because New York is so well known for its pizza. So it's so fitting that the most iconic pizza on screen ever comes from a New York City.
So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for contributing to this list, the top seven most satisfying looking pizzas in cinema history.
It's Linky, it's Linky.
And what you gonna do when the Hulkster and his Hulkamaniacs run wild on you?
Yeah, I kill me.
Ryder and Lisa's Nostalgia.
Brought to you by Sweet Convenience.
Only on Play 107.
Yeah, let that beat run.
We love this game. All you have to do is vote on the text line whose list is better, and everyone that votes is qualified to pick up a gift certificate to Sweet Convenience, Edmonton's greatest candy store. Are you ready?
I'm going to win today, I think.
Ryder's trying so hard. I left the studio for a minute and I came back and he was like practicing his list alone, like saying it out loud to himself.
You'll see why.
Okay. That one Pizza Pop commercial where he heats it up and it explodes all over the room. And then he like licks it up and eats it anyway. The best.
Good one.
Yep.
Slamming the phone down to hang up on someone when you were mad. Kids nowadays will never know the thrill.
You know, it might have been a Pizza Pocket commercial now that I think about it.
That sucks that you screwed that up.
Learning that Britney Spears had to get stitches in her forehead during filming Oops, I Did It Again because the camera fell on her during that scene in the red leather jumpsuit. And I know this all thanks to Pop-Up Video.
Wow, getting a little too detailed. All of a sudden you're talking...
Pop-Up Video!
No. My next one is something that only certified badasses would know.
Okay.
Eating raw, crushed up Ichiban for lunch.
In a Ziploc.
Or straight out of the bag.
You know, you really should have went next level with this and said all of our parents were telling us that'll give you worms. We didn't care.
Yeah, I don't have time to write a novel for each of mine like you do because you take up all the time.
When your parents would get mad at you for eating all of the groceries right after they bought them.
What are you supposed to do with it? Crowding around a really lame schoolyard fight where no punches were landed, but one kid still cried.
And being able to T9 text without looking at your phone under your desk in class.
My last one, I think this might bring it home. If you don't know just what it is, remember, boys and girls, don't put it in your mouth.
Is that what you were practicing when I left the room?
Yeah, nailed it, hey? All right, whose list resonated with you more? Somebody who votes getting hooked up with a gift cert to Sweet Convenience.
Five simple words, $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Oh. Lisa has a new dance move that goes with the intro to 1K Wordplay.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I just shimmy my shoulders back and forth. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you kind of went cross-eyed, though. It stuck your tongue out to one side.
No. Whatever. I'm Elaine Bennis. That's how I dance. Okay, we have Colin on the phone, who is caller 7, ready to play Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Colin, how are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, not too confident.
Okay, not too confident. I believe in you. I feel like you've got this. So how it's going to work is you're going to send either Ryder or myself out of the studio. They're not going to hear round one. The other host will give you 5 words. You tell them the first word that comes to your mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. For every word that matches, it's $25. If all 5 match, it's $1,000. Keep in mind, there is a 25-second timer when we put you to the test, okay?
Yep.
Who is your teammate this morning?
I'm going to go with Rado.
All right, get out of here, buddy.
No problem.
Woo! Let's give away some money. We were so close to giving away a grand yesterday. We hit the 100 mark, but we just couldn't get it done. All right, Colin, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Good luck.
Yep.
What comes to your mind when I say skip?
Jump.
Gum.
Chewing.
Airplane.
Flying.
Runny.
Shoes.
Count.
Numbers.
And for runny, do you still want to go with shoes? Runny.
Runny, oh sorry, I thought you said running. Nose.
Yeah, let's go with that, because I'm assuming you thought I said running. All right, let's get Ryder back in here. No worries at all. Are you ready, Ryder? I'm excited. I feel like this was a good round.
Let's go then.
Are you in the zone?
Yeah.
What comes to your mind, Ryder, when I say count?
Numbers?
Yeah! Woo! I thought that was an easy start, but based off of you hesitating...
Well, right? Dracula.
Oh. Ryder, what comes to your mind when I say runny?
Nose.
Yep, $50. When I wrote that word down, I was thinking like eggs or something.
Okay.
But I like that you both said nose. $50, let's try to make it 75. What comes to your mind when I say airplane?
Fly.
Yeah! Woo! Can we get Colin to $100 this morning? What comes to your mind when I say gum?
Chew?
Chewing.
Yeah, we can get that.
Let's do it. Oh, my gosh. Colin, we have one more word.
Okay.
I'm nervous. I love this. I love this game so much. Ryder.
Yes.
Tell us what comes to mind when I say skip.
Skip. There are three answers.
I know. Well, I don't know what they are to you, but I can understand why you would feel that way. What do you think Colin said? Skip.
I'm going to say class.
Jump was the answer.
That wasn't one of my three.
That one was tough. I was thinking rope when I wrote it.
Rock and rope were my other two, yeah.
Okay, well, you picked up $100, Colin. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Have a great day, my friend.
Okay, I'd love to hear from our listeners. Would you have won $1,000 this morning?
Was class an okay answer?
I thought it was okay. It's definitely something people could have said. Maybe someone listening also said that, and they're screaming at their speakers right now being like, we would have won $1,000.
Next chance to play tomorrow morning at 7:50.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.